When I was younger, I didn't know what stereotypes were. I didn't know what racism was or how discrimination could refrain someone from getting a job. Growing up, I was never taught that I was a minority and that there were consequences to being one. The differences between opposing cultures never existed in my imagination, as I thought everyone was the same. At just 7 years old, for the first time, I experienced discrimination. In elementary school, I remember being the only Chinese student in my class. I didn't have short blonde hair or the glistening blue eyes like my classmates. Instead, it struck my young, growing consciousness that I wasn't white like my peers. At first, I didn't think there was a difference between me and my friends. We talked, we laughed, and we bonded during recess. However, just because I was oblivious to our differences did not mean my peers were. I was asked ignorant questions that I thought were just to get to know me better. People would ask me, "Where are you from?" And unknowingly, I would answer, "From Concord, California." But they would correct me, "No, no, I mean, where are you really from?" I remember my second grade teacher screeching at my abnormally small feet. She had asked me if my parents practiced foot binding on me. Not knowing what my teacher meant, I didn't give her an answer. After school, I started asking my older sister what foot binding was because my teacher thought I was practicing it, and she started crying. She explained that it was an old Chinese practice where women had their feet wrapped, causing every bone in their feet to be broken and deformed in order to satisfy beauty standards. I replayed my teacher's voice in my head as I stared at my feet, telling myself that they were too small. Her false accusation was a punch to the face, and I was mad at myself for not having bigger feet like my friends. It was a moment when, at just 7 years old, for the first time, I experienced prejudice. Additionally, the more I was exposed to discrimination, the more I felt obligated to conform to a wider identity in order to fit in. I started to degrade my race and even turn against it. For instance, I grew up always and only eating Chinese food until I was introduced to school lunches. Once, I told my mother the chicken nuggets and teriyaki chicken were too tiring to eat, so she decided to make me lunch for school. I was so thrilled to eat what my mom made me. She prepared one of my favorite Chinese dishes, lop bak, which is braised pork belly and soy sauce packed with white rice. I remember the disgusted look on the face of the girl next to me as I opened up the lid of my Tupperware, releasing a strong aroma of well-seasoned meat. A piercing voice squealed, "What is that smell?" so loudly that it echoed in the small classroom. I looked up and all eyes were turned on me. I quietly answered, "It's my lunch." The word pork belly led to gagging sounds and disgusted faces made by my classmates. Pork belly is also known as a very popular breakfast American food, bacon, but of course my classmates didn't know that. Their disgustment discouraged me so much that I didn't even want my food anymore. The embarrassment I felt was like standing unprepared in the face of a hurricane. As a result, I succumbed my dignity to fit in with my peers. I put my food away with the reaction of revolt. I acted like I hated the smell even though I didn't. I felt disgusted with my own culture, questioning how could something be so gross. I allowed people's reactions shape how I felt about something that I loved, and as a result, created a fallacious reaction for their acceptance. As an Asian American, I've realized that it is important to be knowledgeable about your heritage. Once you start to degrade your own culture, the more it will permanently disappear from your memory. When I was younger, I chose to speak English rather than Chinese because I was embarrassed. Then it led me to losing pieces of my identity, pieces that I will never get back. Despite the endless times trying to adapt an American identity, I was never going to be like my peers. Realizing this allowed me to indulge in my culture instead, which opened my eyes to a new perspective. It is okay to be different, and it is okay to stand up for yourself. As a minority in this country, it is important to realize how sacred our culture is. My first time facing discrimination and prejudice wasn't just a learning experience. It provided a door to a new opportunity of discovering myself. I am American and I'm also Chinese, but I'm proud of both of the cultures that I decided to be.